Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Okay, so thank you so much for staying with us, folks. We are now moving into our impact feature where we talk about organizations or people that are doing amazing things. And today I am hosting an organization called Karabo Center for Math, Science and Commerce. And it's run by a co-founder and director of Karabo Center, Manda Mpohoni, who's in studio with us this evening. Thank you so much, Manda, for coming through. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much for hosting us.
So talk to me about the history of your center, Math, Science and Commerce, Karabo Center for Math, Science and Commerce.
All right. Karabo Center was founded in 2012. It was founded by myself and Colin Foker.
Yeah.
So the whole idea behind Karabo Center was that we're from Foster, so the math science results are not so good.
Mm.
So we wanted to make a change in the math and science field, I think. And that's when we started Karabo Center, and that was in 2012.
And what was the interest from? Are you guys teachers? How did you feel that you could help students?
Right. I'm a teacher myself. And then Colin is also a teacher, but a bit more into the science field. He's also a pathologist and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we went into the whole concept of Karabo with experience from the teaching experience. Yeah.
And when you reach out to these students, how did you do it? To go to schools, or was it an open call?
We did go to schools because there's a couple of high schools around Fort Lauderdale.
Mm.
So what we did is we went to schools, spoke to the learners, and then we called parents. Mm. We spoke to the parents, and the parents bought into the whole idea of what we're trying to do.
You obviously saw a gap.
Definitely.
What was the gap?
The gap was learners were doing quite well in other subjects. And, learners are struggling with mathematics, sciences, your maths and science subjects. So we decided that we need to get the maths and science better.
And why do you think, students were struggling specifically with those students, with those subjects?
It's actually a deep issue. I think that even in the education space, they're trying to figure it out, why we are struggling so much with maths and science as a country. Yeah. But I think it's a whole lot of factors, starting from, I think, the foundation phase and all the way to primary school and up to high school.
Mm.
So it's actually a bigger problem in terms of the work that we have to do. It's not just us trying to fix maths. I think it's going to have to be something that is going to be fixed in terms of from the basic foundations, from the very beginning, like your foundation phase and stuff like that.
And you coming at what level?
We come at grade 8 level.
At grade 8.
Yeah.
Some of the problems are already
there, but we do have, I think we get a bit of time now to do the one-on-one stuff.
Okay.
So we get to see the learners Saturdays, Sundays, during school holidays. It's a bit of work for them, but it's necessary, I think. Yeah.
You've had, as you said, started from 2012.
12, yeah.
And your students have, since then, those who come to you, you've had 100% pass rate.
We've got quite a few highlights as a project. I mean, one of the first highlights we've got is that from 2012, we have produced learners that have gone on to do great things. We've got Andres as well. He's in the studio as well. He's going to speak quite a bit. He's one of the first cohorts. It was 2013, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's now a colleague now. We are doing a lot of work together now. But the point is that we have had a lot of highs. We've got learners achieving 100%, going to the MEC Awards, going to the Premier's Awards.
Mm.
And as a project, 2020, I think our biggest accomplishment for us was 2020 when the Honorable Premier, David Makura, was still Premier.
Yeah.
We got the provincial award for being the best community project in the province in terms of impact. So we've had quite a huge impact, I think, in terms of how we get results from maths and science in Fort Lauderdale and
the surrounding areas.
Yeah, the areas, yeah, definitely.
Andres, welcome. Thank you so much for coming through. You are the poster child, as you can see. Andres Bingani, you are the co. Did they say 2013
cohort. Yeah, so I'm Andres Bingani. I actually started off Karabo Center when Manda and Foker were still formulating the project.
Mm.
So I think it was a rough start when they started, but it actually helped us a lot.
Yeah.
So I was one of the very first students that came through the project. So I got 6 distinctions, went on to go to VITS, and I think because of how they were teaching us and how we adapt to certain events in life, I think they didn't only teach us math and science.
I was going to say 6 is not just math and science.
Yes.
So 6 distinctions of other
things.
I don't know.
I think they used to tell us that we focus on the math and science, and the work rate and how you actually conduct yourself will actually
follow,
pull through, yeah, mm. to the other subjects. Mm. So I think because of Karabo, like it was a high pressure environment. Like, mm. you know, as a high school child coming in Saturday and Sunday, it teaches you how to work.
Discipline.
Mm. Yeah, and then went on to actually graduated VITS.
Yeah.
And then got my honors with distinctions.
What did you study?
I actually studied computer science.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I did computer science. I did my honors in computer science, completed my computer science with distinctions, which has very good highlights.
Yeah.
And then I went on to be a software developer.
Yeah.
So I actually worked at Investec, I worked at Intellect, worked at Anglo. But I think, so how I come back into the picture is that 2020, when COVID hit,
mm.
I actually felt bad for the project, and I always wanted a way to actually give back to the project. So mm. I sat with Manda, I asked him, so since we're on COVID, how are these kids now learning?
Because they are not coming.
Yeah. They're not coming in. And then we came up with this idea of the Karabo e-learning app,
mm-hmm.
where they are going to record their quality lessons, and then we put them in an app. And yeah, it was quite a lot of challenges. For example, people in the townships, they don't have data to watch it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually partnered with a couple of our colleagues to actually get data centers actually installed into the schools,
mm.
where the kids will come in a sequence to say, okay, mm. cool, today we're here, we're going to download a couple of lessons, then they go and study.
Mm.
And that actually helped a lot of students, because we still got people that graduated, that finished
from that, from that cohort.
With really great results. So, yeah.
So how involved are you now?
So I'm very involved. I'm in the IT department.
Yeah.
So we've learned our lesson as the school to say we not only focusing on the face-to-face, but how do we then bring this quality education all across South Africa?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just head of that department when it comes to the computers and everything. So,
so what's the... Have you now all committed fully to this project?
We still have our own...
Jobs. Because I was going to say, it's a lot, eh?
It is a lot. We still have our own jobs. But I think that it's a calling, this, what we do. So, it's... I think that if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. So it's a calling what we do. So what Andres is basically saying is that we've just recently started also robotics and coding, because you know, with the fourth industrial revolution, we want learners to be equipped to go to university. All learners should know how to program. All learners should be able to do coding, a bit of coding, at least rudimentary coding, because that's where the world is moving into now. So
how much support are you getting? I mean, I know that now you're doing other things, you know, as you said, coding, you obviously need other things. It's not just you, the physical teacher there.
Yeah.
How much support are you getting?
In terms of support, a big shout out to Komatsu Foundation Trust. Komatsu has been with us since 2014, I believe.
Mm.
They saw the results that we produced in 2012, 2013 without any funding at all. And they said, you know what, we want to be part of this. And they've been with us since 2014. So we have been with them for 11 years now. They were still Joy Global, now they are Komatsu.
Yeah.
And they are still with us. Shout out to also BE Trust. Mm-hmm. They've been with us since 2013, right? The person that inspired us to continue with the project through the highs and lows, no longer with us.
Mm.
His name was John. And we also have assistance from Right Metals.
Mm-hmm.
Right Metals, they've been with us as well for since 2017.
Mm.
And they've been giving us support. But of course, in terms of support, we need as much support as possible.
Of course.
We don't have enough computers, for example, to really, with the coding, I think we have about, 20 now, 15?
We have 10.
10. We have 10 proper machines.
Yeah.
So we want to get as much resources as possible to try and make it easier. But when we started Karabo, we didn't have any sponsor at all. So it's not about getting any resources. So you just have to start, and hopefully people find you in the way and they know that you're doing this because you want to do this. Yeah.
Gentlemen, it's been wonderful talking to you. Just tell us how people get hold of you.
All right. People can call the following numbers. They can go do the online stuff first.
Yes. So we found on Karabo Center .com, center with the RE, and they can email info at karabocenter.com. www.ilearnimplement.com for them to actually get support when it comes to the e-learning platforms and everything. And then they can, and the numbers.
And then they can also call 083-210-9235 and also 076-847-1820.
Excellent.
Yeah. Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.